Good morning and welcome to Encounter Life Church. I'm Pastor Dwayne McKinney. I'm so glad that you joined us today for worship. I pray that that time of worship, that time of just listening and reflecting on songs of worship was an encouragement to you. Got your heart and your mind prepared to hear what God has to say to you, because guess what? I believe God has something to say. Our vision is that everyone encounter God's presence, discover their purpose, and experience his power. And that's what we want to happen to you today. Even while you're there in your living room, your kitchen, your dining room, your bedroom, wherever it is, out on your deck, I pray that God, that the presence of God invade that space and you encounter him like you've never done before. Even while you're practicing social distancing, guess what? God is never distant from us. And we talked about that last week as we celebrated Resurrection Sunday, that Resurrection Sunday, that Easter is a celebration where we remember how God bridged the distance between us and him. I talked about my son, how my son was aching so much because of the distance between he and his family. And I try to help remind us that God, the heart of God aches to be in relationship with us. And the distance between us was so much that he said, I got to do something about it. So he became man and dwelt among us to bridge the gap between us and God. And so that's what Easter was all about. That's what Resurrection Sunday is all about. I pray you were encouraged. I pray someone made a commitment to give their life to Christ or recommit their life to Christ. But today, well, we're excited because we're starting a brand new series here in Encounter Life. And the series is entitled Songs for the Soul. Songs for the Soul. You might say, Pastor Wayne, why Songs for the Soul? Why? What? Where did you get Songs for the Soul? And it came to me because several weeks ago, you know, I was watching. Somebody sent me a text message and said, look, check out D Nice on Instagram. Well, those of you who don't know who D Nice is, well, of my youth, D Nice is a hip hop artist of my youth from back in the late 80s, early 90s. And he's a DJ and hip hop artist. And what D Nice was doing, he said, man, people are stuck in their homes. People are scared. People need some hope. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to spin records. I'm going to play some music. So from his condo, he was DJing from his condo in California and just playing music for hours upon hours upon hours. And as I logged in, I said, oh, man, I remember that song. That was my song. And my wife and I were remembering some of the old songs. And our kids were like, how did y'all know all of those songs? Well, like, we can remember them from a long time ago. Because sometimes music has an ability to take you to a place in time from a place, a better time, a memory of a better time. And it was bringing healing. And what I noticed is I logged in on Instagram Live and saw how many people were coming in to listen to D-Nice on DJ online. There were tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of people. I mean, everybody from Oprah Winfrey to Angela Bassett, all kind of people logging in, telling him, thank you. Thank you for taking my mind off of what's going on. Thank you for helping heal some of this stuff that's going on. And how was it happening? Through music. Now, you know what? Music has a way of like I said, making us feel better and bringing some kind of healing. But as I thought about it, you know, not just any music, but I said, you know what better than to talk about spiritual music? What better to go to the Word of God where there's a whole book? It's called Psalms. And all it is songs. And what it is songs for the soul. And because right now, that a lot of us, there are different issues. Some of us may be struggling with depression. You may be struggling with separation or just your joy being gone. But the Word of God has a book in Psalms. There's so many different psalms for your soul that can bring you encouragement during this time and have a lot to teach us and encourage us. So what we want to do over the next several weeks, we're going to be dealing with songs for the soul. And we're going to be getting encouragement and also instruction from the book of Psalms. And I'm excited about it. Can we pray together? Dear God, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. And I thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth of your word. And I thank you, Lord God, that your word provides everything that we need, Lord, for encouragement. Lord God, all we need for life and godliness is in your son, Jesus Christ. And I pray that today, God, as we embark on this journey of songs for the soul, as we look in the study of the book of Psalms, that we'll find encouragement. God, that we'll find instruction. That, Lord God, that as a result of it, we're not the same. That, Lord, we recognize that you are the lifter of our heads. We praise you. Encourage somebody. Draw someone to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Songs for the soul. Today, what we're going to be talking about from a topic, the title of my message today, a series of songs for the soul. But the title is The Reason Why I Sing. You know, I don't know if y'all remember that song by Kirk Franklin. That was Kirk Franklin's biggest hit, his first hit. Some would ask the question, why do we sing? When we lift our hands to Jesus, what do we really mean? And we're talking about songs for the soul. And right now, the reason why I titled it, The Reason Why I Sing, because I'm going to be honest, y'all. Currently, with what's going on in our world, sometimes it's kind of hard to find a reason to sing. You know, it's hard to being away from our family, being away from friends and loved ones. And we talked about that separation and the fear that is all around. And there's a lot going on in our world right now. And it's a hard time to sing. But one thing that I recognize it is that what God will have you do, what happens when you begin to praise God in the middle of your circumstance, when you begin to praise God and begin to sing and reflect on who God is in the middle of a bad circumstance, even though your circumstance may not change, your perspective, he has a way of making the light shine, making the sun shine, even in the middle of the darkness, even in the middle of the rain. He gives you a ray of light. It helps you change your perspective. And when you come out of it, even though you might still be in a valley experience, guess what? You recognize I got confidence with him being with me in the valley. So today we want to talk about the reason why we can sing. Right now, right, you're at home, the reason why you can sing in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of you being separated from your family, in the midst of somebody watching me maybe being laid off from work and not being sure how they're going to meet their bills or how they're going to take care of their family. I'm going to tell you right now, even in the midst of it, there are some of us who have lost loved ones, myself included, who've lost loved ones in the middle of this, and you can't be with them right now. And it's very, very painful. I talked to someone just the other day who said, listen, I lost my mom and I couldn't even bury her. I couldn't even be in the hospital with her. My brother is sick and I can't be in the hospital with him. And I can hear the hurt in her heart. But I'm here to tell you, when you can praise him in the midst of your pain, when you can give him glory in the midst of your pain, he may not change the situation right now, but what he will do, he can change you. And so this morning, I want to talk to you for the reason why you can sing. And we're going to deal with that. I got 8 reasons. And I want you to turn in the book of Psalms. We're going to look at Psalms chapter 33. Psalms chapter 33. And I'm reading from the New International Version. I'm going to read the first 3 verses. We're going to touch on this whole psalm, but I want to start off with reading the first 3 verses. It says, sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Sing to him a new song. You know what, God? Sometimes God was ready to give you a new song. You say, what do you mean, Pastor Wayne, a new song? These songs are old. But what God does, he might not give you a completely new lyrics. He might take an old song and give it new meaning because you've gone through a different circumstance. And right now, we're in a place like we've never been before. So God, I believe, is taking you through and taking me through a valley experience. He's taking us sometimes through a painful experience to give us a new perspective of what it means to have him with us in the valley. So when I come out, I got a new song. I can sing that same hymn, the reason why I sing, that same song of worship. When I say how great is our God, I've sung it before, but now when I've gone through what I've gone through and seen his greatness of his power, guess what? It has more meaning to me. Nearer, my God, to thee. When I talk, draw me close to you. When I sing those same old songs, guess what? It's a new song today because it means a whole lot different to me now because I got a new experience with God. And I'm going to give you 8 reasons why you could sing. This is the reason why I sing. I'm going to give you 8 reasons right here in this passage in the book of Psalms, chapter 33, why you could sing. I'm going to give you these 8 and I'm going to be all out of your way. Number one, the reason why I sing, the reason why you can sing is because God's promises are true. Look to somebody next to you and say, God's promises are true. Look at verse 4. If you've got your Bible, if you got your phone, Psalm 33, verse 4, it says, the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. You right now can sing. Why? Because God is a man of his word. Because his promises are true. He said, I'm not a man in the book of Numbers that I should lie. Listen, if I say it, I'm going to make it good. Whatever God has said to you, you can count on it. And I'm going to tell you, I encourage you during this season is a time to get familiar with his promises. Why can you sing today? You can sing because his promises are true. Well, Pastor Dwayne, what does that mean? What are his promises? One of his promises, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. His promises are true. No matter whatever it is, guess what? You can stand on it. David said, I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. His promises are true. You right now, the reason why you can sing, if you have no money in your pocket, if you're sick in your body, if you don't know when this virus is going to end, the reason why I sing, because I know God is sovereign and his promises are true. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. We talked about the sovereignty of God, that God is sovereign and in control, and he does what he says. Look, verse 4, the word of the Lord is not only is it true, but it's right. Right means he's righteous. He does the right thing and he is faithful to his word. He said his word will never return void. You right now, right wherever you are, stand on his promises. But you know what? It's difficult to stand on something that you're not familiar with. See, there are a lot of times that I worry. See, his promises are true, but if I don't know what his promises are, then I got an issue. Then I'm be all over the place. See, because if I pick up Facebook before I pick up his book, guess what? You may not be familiar with his promises. I'm so glad you might be watching us on Facebook Live right now. I'm so glad for social media. It is a wonderful tool, but that ought not be the first book that I look in. Listen, I need to look at his book because he knows all. He's all powerful. He's got it all. And listen, he says, I got good plans for you. And we're going to get to that. His promises are true. Today, you can sing. The reason why I sing, number one, is because his promises are true. Because of the second reason why I sing is right there, right under his promises. I also can sing. The reason why you can sing, because of the persistence of his love. Let's look at the text. Verse 4 said, the word of the Lord is right and true. He's faithful in all he does. Verse 5 says, the Lord loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of his unfailing love. You know why I sing today? Because of the persistence of his love. The passage says that his love is unfailing. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every single morning. Great is your faithfulness. Why am I singing? Why do I sing? Because even though I messed up yesterday, his love is persistent. He never stops loving me. He never stops caring for me. Why do you can sing today? I can sing. The reason why I sing is because every morning I wake up and I recognize that yesterday, God, I failed you. Yesterday, I may have spoken to my wife harshly. I may have yelled at my children. I may have had lustful thoughts. But today, guess what? The mercies are new and your love, it says his love is never failing. Wherever you are right there today. You might feel like you're unloved. You might feel like there's nobody that loves you. I'm here to tell you that God loves you and he loves you with an unfailing, never-ending love. The reason why you can sing, the reason why I sing is because his promises are true and his love, guess what? His persistence of his love. You can sing because his promises are true. You can sing because of the persistence of his love. But also, you know why you can sing? Because his power is supernatural. Can we keep reading? Look at verse 6. It says, by the word, in Psalm 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, the starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. Look at that power. What does this say, right? He said, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. We serve a God who spoke a word and the heavens came into existence. He spoke a word and the stars began to twinkle. Spoke a word and the sun shined. And listen, not only he spoke a word, all creation came into existence, but he said, you are so special, Dwayne. You're so special that what I'm going to do, I'm going to put my hands on you. And God put his hands and he took the dust of the ground and he formed you and I. He formed man and he fashioned us out of his image. No other person could do that. No one else has that kind of power. We can sing today because your God and my God is all powerful. Oh, yes, he is. He's got all power in his hands. Why is that significant, Pastor Dwayne? Because sometimes you're facing some situations that are bigger than you. right now, we got a pandemic that's going on that's bigger than all of us. And you can see it right now that the authorities and the government officials and everybody's frantic, and they're trying to give you advice, and they don't even know the answer to some of the stuff. But God said, look, I got all power in my hands, and I know as his child, I can rest in the fact that God is sovereign and he's got all power, and he's good on top of that. So why do I sing? I sing because his power is supernatural. Anytime that, listen, the God of the universe can raise someone from the grave, guess what? How can he not handle my situation? Listen, not only a pandemic, your financial situation, guess what? He's all powerful. He can tell, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. If he can cause the sun to shine, if he can cause the birds to sing, can he not take care of your financial situation? Today, because you serve an all-powerful God and his promises are true. God's promises are true. Not only is his promises are true, but his persistence of his love never fails, and he's got a powerful God. His power is supernatural. That's the reason why you sing today. I gave you three reasons. Can I give you a few more? If we go down and look at the text, not only are his promises true, not only is there a persistent love that he has that never fails, not only is his power supernatural and extraordinary, but not only that, number four, you can praise him and you can sing in the midst of the drama. Why? Because his plans never fail and they're always good. His plans never fail, and they're always good. Look at verse 10. It said, the Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, and the purpose of his heart through all generation. The plans of God stand forever. He said, I know, Jeremiah 29 says, I know the plans that I have for you. They're plans for good and not for evil, to give you future and a hope. And then he said, whatever I plan, it always comes to pass. God has a plan, and his plan is always a good plan. I don't know about you, that I make plans, and some of my plans ain't worth 2 cents. I don't know if you've ever had plans and it sounded good to you, it looked good on paper when you wrote it out, and then the next thing you tried it and all of it just came crashing down. And when you look back on it, it's like, man, that was dumb. You know, God never has to say that. God's plans are always right. They're always good and they never fail. So you can sing today because his promises are true. You can sing because of the persistence of his love. You can sing today because his power is supernatural. And you can sing today because his plans are good and they never fail. We serve an awesome God. Number five, I got a few more and I'm going to be out of your way. You know why I also sing today? This is it. We talked about this last week. I also can sing. Why? Because he's placed me in his family. He's placed me in his family. Can we look down at the text a little bit more? Verse 12, he says, blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. I'm so glad that God has placed me in his family, the people that he chose for his inheritance. Several years ago, I'm familiar as a former foster parent and adoptive parent. I know what it's like to be placed in a family. See, some of us were born into our families, but there are other of us that were placed into a family. But I can sing today because God has adopted me. The scripture said he has adopted me. He has grafted me in. Listen, one that didn't look like him. I didn't look like him. I didn't act like him. But he took me out of my mess and grafted me into his family. And now he's given me all rights and privileges. He's given me all the inheritance. The Bible tells me now a joint heir with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Today, man, you ought to sing. If you can't get out of your house, if I don't know anything else, if I don't have anything else going for me, I've been placed in the family of God. And what does it say right here? Bless. And because I'm in that family, I'm blessed. He says, listen, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, guess what? You've been placed in his family. We talked about last week how you can move from death to life. You can move from death to life once you accept the free gift that he's given you, and that is son, Jesus Christ, salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. And when you have accepted that gift, guess what? Now he will place you into his family, and now you have all rights and privileges as his heir. And what does that mean? He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And that's why every day I can wake up and get, and the Bible says, goes on to tell me that no man can pluck me out of his hand. Once I've been called his child, once he put his name on me, can nobody take it off? Somebody ought to shout with that right there. Guess what? When I act up, you can't take it off. I'm still his inheritance. Why? Because I told you this, that he got a persistent love. He's just like that father and the prodigal son. Son messed up, but he's still his child. You may mess up, but you're still his child. His love is persistent, and you've been placed in his family. You ought to rejoice because he got his promises are true. You can sing today because of the persistence of his love. You can sing because his power is supernatural. You can sing because his plans are good and they never fail. And you can sing because you've been placed in his family. And because you've been placed in his family, go on down the text and what does it say? In verse 13, he says, from heaven, the Lord looks down. He sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. Guess what? I can always know he's present with me. What does it say? He's from his dwelling place. He sits high and he looks low. He sees, he watches all the earth, and he sees all mankind. You can understand, you can sing today, because even though it may look like God is asleep, he ain't asleep, he's present. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I sing today because I know the promise that he says, he sees me. Wherever I am, he is the God who sees whatever your pain. What is the pain you're going through right now? It might not just be what's going on with this virus. You might have some emotional hurt. There may be some relationship pain. There may be somebody who's left you. You may have lost a loved one. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is, what you're going through, what struggle, an addiction that you can't get, that you don't think you can get free of. I told you his power is supernatural. He can set you free. But not only that, you might feel like you're suffering in silence and you're struggling. He already says it right here in his word. He says, from heaven, the Lord looks down and he sees you right where you are. He sees and he considers everything you do. He knows what's going on in your life and he's concerned about it. You ought to sing today because God, I feel like I'm alone. I feel like Job sometimes. I look to the left and to the right, the east and the west. I don't see you. But then Job said, but I know he knows the way that I take. I stand on his promises. And when he's finished trying me, I'll come forth as gold. You ought to shout right where you are. You ought to sing in the midst of your mess. Why? Because he's present with you. I'm almost done. His promises are true. The persistence of his love. His power is supernatural. His plans are good. They never fail. He's placed me in his family and he's always present with me. But also, guess what? He protects his children. Look at what it says. He says he's always present. And then he says, no king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all his great strength, it can't save. But the eyes of the Lord are on all who fear him. On those whose hope is in his unfailing love. Why? To deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. Guess what? God will protect his children. Because he's with you, his eyes are on you. Why? To keep you safe. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's another song we may deal with during this series, Psalm 100. Listen. God is present with you, but why is he present? I sing because not only is he present, but he's there to protect me. He's got to protect you. You're his child. I just know what it's like. Anybody have children? I've got 3 children. And whenever I hear the cry of my children, boom, I drop everything. When I hear that voice, I drop everything and want to go, what's going on? What's wrong with my children? And God is the same way. He hears the cry. His ear is tuned to the cry of his children. He's present with you. Why? Because he wants to protect you. He wants to provide for you. You can sing today. The reason why I sing. I sing why? Because his promises are true. I sing why? Because the persistence of his love. I also sing because his power is supernatural. I sing because his plans are good and they never fail. I sing because he's placed me right in his family. Now I'm an heir, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I sing because he's present with me always. He'll never leave me or forsake me. And I sing why? Because he protects his children. And the final thing I want to leave with you, because of all these things, that's why I sing. And so what is that? What kind of effect? I want to leave with this. I want to finish with this. If that is true, then how should that affect me? How should I respond to all of that? And I'm glad you asked. It's right here in the text. If you look in the text, look at verse 20. I'm going to start verse 18. He said, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We hope, we wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. You know what I can do now? Because I know his promises are true. Because I understand the persistence of his love, that I understand that his power is supernatural, that his plans are good and that they never fail, that he's placed me in his family, that he's always present with me, and that he promises to protect his children. When I know that, guess what? I can patiently wait on him. Look at verse 20. He says, we wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, not in our circumstance, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. I love it. You know, it says we rejoice in the Lord. As I thought about it, I thought about the song Happy by Pharrell. That was a song that was real popular. I love it. That's one of those songs that make you feel good. Listen, I'm happy. Like I'm like a room without a roof. I'm happy. Why? Because you know what? It doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what you say to me. I'm going to be happy. You know, and happiness, that sounds good. But sometimes, you know, somebody can take away your happiness. If enough bad stuff happen, you can stop being happy. But what you can't take is my joy. And what is he saying? Listen, he doesn't just say I'm happy. He said we wait in hope and in him our hearts rejoice. Today, I want to encourage you to find joy in the Lord. Your circumstance might not be what it want, what you'd like it to be. I know mine is not what it wanted to be. Your finances might not be what it want, what you want it to be. None of us want to be locked in our homes. It's killing some of us. I mean it literally, it's hard. But what we find our joy in is not our circumstances. Again, I told you last week, we find our joy in a person. We can rejoice because of these things that we know about our God. We can rejoice because his promises are true. And so what I'm going to encourage you to do is, in this time where you are, where you may be locked in, you may be at home with your family, spend some time getting familiar with his promises. The more you get familiar with his promises, the more you become encouraged. And as you get in familiar with his promises, you know, begin to just take some time and worship him. Even through your pain, begin to sing songs of worship to him. Reflect on some of the songs of worship that you know. And guess what? Then you'll be singing to him what new songs, because he's taking you through new experiences. And some of the old songs that you're so familiar with take on new meaning as you begin to walk with God in a new way, begin to understand his promises and the persistence of his love. And now when you sing them, man, it comes to life. You know, it brings to mind for me something when, as a kid growing up, the hymns. And you know, nowadays we have a lot of worship. We have CCM, gospel, a lot of things that are going on. But I was listening to some hymns the other day, and there was one hymn I was listening to, and I was listening to the richness of the theology. And as a young person, sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, these boring songs. But the older I got, and the more I walk with God, and the more I had my own experience with him, that hymn took on new meaning. And today, what God is trying to do is allow some of the songs to have new meaning to you. So you can sing a new song to the Lord, and you can tell people who are asking you, why are you singing? Dwayne, why are you singing? You know, you're not at work. Why are you singing? You don't know when you're going to get out of your home. Why are you singing? You just lost a close loved one to this virus. Why are you singing? People are dying all around you. I'm singing because guess what? I know who's in control. And I understand something about his promises. And I'm rejoicing in him because his love is persistent. I understand he loves me. Even though the circumstances around me don't look too lovable, I know God loves me. And I know he's got a plan for my life, and he's told me that his plans are good. So even good plans, sometimes a good plan has some rough spots. There's some rough things you got to get through in order for that plan to come into fruition. And I trust God. So I'm that's why I'm singing. That's why you can rejoice. That's why you can be encouraged today. Amen. this is what I want you to do. With one thing, not a couple of things. One, I want you to get familiar with the promises. But number two, what I want you to do right where you are, wherever you're watching, I want you to pick a song of worship. I don't care what it is. Pick a song. Pick something that you want to sing to worship to God. And I want you to praise. I just want you to spend some time, you and your family, right where you are in your living room. If you're watching this on a watch party with somebody, you do it in your place. They do it in their place. I want you to go to God like you out of your mind. I want you to go to God like you're crazy. Why can you go to God like you're crazy? Listen, Psalm 150 tells us, listen, you got to praise him with the timbrel and the dance, with the loud sounding cymbal. Praise ought to be boisterous and joyful. And the reason why, you got to praise him hard because your circumstances are hard. You got to praise him hard because you might be in a big fix. And so you got to give God big praise. I want you to praise God in proportion to the situation that you're facing right now. And right where you are, people might think you crazy. I just want you to take a pause and let's give God a praise break right where we are, because we serve an awesome, mighty, magnificent God who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. After I close, I'm going to give you an opportunity to just grab your friends, your family, and right where you guys are, just go before God and praise him. And once you come down, after you finish, I don't care. I don't know where that's going to take you. This week, what I want you to do is to commit to every day going through his promises. Going through his promises. Studying his word. A good way to start is, look, just take one proverb a day. Go through his word. Spend time studying and reading his word so you can be familiar with the promises that God has for you. Can we do that? Listen, I want to pray with us. And I told you the reason why I sing. And I pray that's the reason why some of you sing. But one thing I did say is one of the reasons why I sing is because he has placed me in his family. And if you're watching me today and you have not been placed in God's family, listen, we say that all of us are God's children in a sense, in a global sense, in a universal sense, we're all God's children in the fact that he made us all, but we all aren't here. We all don't get the benefit of the inheritance he has for us, which is eternal life and abundant life. The reason why we don't all have that is because the only way we can get that is our sin has to be dealt with. See, God wants to give you that inheritance. He wants to place you in his family. He wants you to live with him forever. But I told you last week, we're separated from God because of our sin. And the only way that you can get that inheritance is somebody's got to deal with your sin. Your sin must be paid for. And you can't pay for your own sin. So God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Listen, if you want to have your sins forgiven so that you can be a part of God's family, so that you can inherit the eternal life that he has for you, all you got to do, number one, is admit to God that you're separated from him by your sin. You just got to admit to God, God, I'm not perfect. I'm a sinner. Sinner just means to fall short of God's perfect standard. All of us are. Second thing you must believe that God sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross. You must believe he was buried and he rose again. You got to believe that God gave us a solution for our sin. That was his son Jesus Christ. And see, you must make the choice to invite him into your life, forgive you of all your sins, and make you who he wants you to be. When you make that decision, guess what he did? You move from death to life. Now he places you in his family and you got access. You got access to his power, to his persistent love that's there, his promises that are true and they never fail, his presence that will never leave you. And guess what? He wants to provide and protect you. Won't you do that? If you want to become a part of his family, I want you to pray this right where you are, right where you're sitting after me. Just say this: Dear God, I admit to you that I am separated from you by my sins. I believe that you sent your son Jesus Christ to die on the cross and that he was buried and that he rose again. And today I make the choice to invite you into my life and forgive me of my sins and make me who you want me to be. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' name. Congratulations. If you made that decision today, I'm so happy. Welcome to the family. I am excited that you have made the decision to become a part of God's family. I want to hear about that. So I want you to do this. Text the word NEXT, N-E-X-T, to 301-804-2520. Or if you want someone to pray with you and for you, there's a number that's going to go across the bottom of the screen. And it's got a meeting ID. There's going to be someone on that line over the next hour or so to pray with you. So if you just need prayer, you want some encouragement, could you call that number, enter that access code, And someone will be there to pray with you and encourage you, maybe give you some materials to help encourage you in your walk with God. Listen, saints, I'm going to tell you, now it's time for the praise break. I want you to take a praise break. Grab your friends, grab your family, get together and give God the glory he's due, because his promises are true. He loves you unconditionally. His plans for you never fail. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. He's there to protect you. He's placed you in his family. Come on, just give him some glory right where you are. God bless you. I pray you join us next week. I pray you were encouraged by the word today as we go through songs for the soul. Guess what? He is the reason why I sing. God bless you.